Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, hosted by Alan J. Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Have you ever paid those expensive junk removal companies to take away some of your stuff, only to say to yourself, as a truck drives off down the street, some of that stuff wasn't junk? Did they try to sell it for you and give you some money back? No. Well, now there is a company that can do just that. Listen to our weekly Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio TV to learn how one lady spent $375 on junk removal and got $3,200 back. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND represents the next generation of junk removal. Learn how to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the junk out of your home and out of your life. Now, with your host, Alan J. Cook.
I'm your host, Alan Cook, coming to you from Rockville, Maryland, where I am parked right across the street from a place called Rockville Metals, which is where it's a scrap metal dealer. That's where I'm going as soon as this show is over and get rid of some stuff on the back of the truck. They'll pay me a few bucks for it, and then I'll head down to Northeast D.C. and do another job down there, and that will be my fourth stop of the day, I guess, as I quickly add it up here. But hey, that's the way it rolls, and things are good. So anyway, welcome to the Junk Refund Show. Got some fun stuff to talk about today, some new stuff that is designed to help people declutter their lives. And so without any further ado, and making sure everything is good on my brand new iPhone 15 Plus, put in a quick shout out to the folks at Apple and their iPhones. I used to have an 8S. I guess that's like, you know what, five generations ago or something like that. And last week for Christmas, it was kind of an Apple Christmas. I got a new iPad. I got a new second phone, a basic phone. And I got the new iPhone. I didn't get the 15 Pro. I got the 15 Plus because the 15 Plus was only $6 a month for the next 36 months. And the Pro is like mega times more than that. So anyway, I'm a happy camper. So I'm coming to you from my first time doing the radio show with my new iPhone, and I'm sure it's working well, and I'm sure you can hear things well. Like I said, I'm across the street. I'm in a parking lot in the cab of a truck across the street from Rockville Metals, which is where I'll be going in a few minutes. These guys have a fun business. It's in Rockville, Maryland. They buy scrap metal from you. They don't have a very big yard, and there are a lot of trucks that come in and out of here because the other scrap yard in town closes at 4 o'clock. These guys stay open till 5. So it's pretty busy over there. It's basically run by a bunch of Hispanic folks, and so they help me with my Spanish every time I go in. And a couple of cool things, maybe a couple of business pointers for you. They have a popcorn machine inside the office when you go in to actually get your money. There's free popcorn 7 days a week. They have a small soda machine, so free soda drinks and popcorn. And on Saturdays, I guess it's one of the ladies, maybe one of the mothers of one of the owners or something, she'll put out, you know, popcorn, Popeye's chicken boxes, like lunch, just in exchange for tips, you know. And so on Saturdays, there's usually a meal. Sometimes in the morning, they have muffins and donuts and stuff like that. But they do a great job of giving their customers some kind of a snack, something to munch on. You know, sometimes it's a whole full-fledged, you know, burrito lunch that she'll prepare and stuff. But it is a fun thing to do, and so I'm happy to give them some business. And a shout-out again to Enterprise Rental Truck. We're cleaning out some homes, and we needed a bigger truck, so I'm in an Enterprise Rental 15-foot box truck, which works well and does a great job and allows us to haul away a lot of stuff. each trip we make. So it's a nice day. This Monday, I will be in Boston cleaning out a storage unit for a lady up there. I'm going to drive up there Sunday night. And we have talked to people in the last couple of days from Texas and Florida and North Carolina and Louisiana about doing jobs for them, as well as here in the Washington, D.C. area. Company is 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. You can look it up on the web at 1-800-JUNK-REFUND.com. If you want to have some fun, go to Groupon.com and look up 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. There's 471 reviews on that site, and our score is 4.8 out of 5. That is basically a 97% five-star rating situation for 471 reviews. So we invite you to go check those out, or go to our YouTube page, 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, and watch some of the videos there. They just have some little short videos of customers that we have helped in the last year or two from around the country who will just basically tell you what they thought of our services. You'll have some fun there as well. So 1-800-JUNK-REFUND.com for the website, 1-800-JUNK-REFUND on YouTube, and same with Instagram, I guess, by the way, and you'll have some fun seeing what we have available. But what I want to talk to you about today is a new creation that is kind of fun. I did one of these about 5 years ago. I created a calendar. It's called the Declutter Calendar 2024. This is a wall calendar that gives you 365 tips, one per day throughout the year. I guess 366, because I think we have leap year this year. Tips, one per day, of how you can declutter your home and your life and your office by doing, you know, particular tasks here and there. This, so it's simple. It's kind of a declutter calendar for do-it-yourselfers without you needing to go buy a pickup truck. I mean, it's as simple as, you know, reorganize the socks in your sock drawer and your dresser in your bedroom or something like that. Just simple stuff each day. But it's not just cleaning out and decluttering things and finding stuff to donate and whatever. You know, there are also days where, like on Sunday, for example, because I'm Christian, I'm going to church on Sunday. On Sundays, I tell you to rest, you know, and maybe call a friend or do something for somebody else or say a prayer or read a scripture or something like that. But every Sunday throughout the year, I tell you to make sure you rest, right? I'm a believer that that will help you have a calmer, better kind of life. I got in the habit on the last day of each month, I said, you know, order your favorite dinner to celebrate the fact that you made it through another month of decluttering your life. And so we're trying to help people just declutter their homes and their lives through the purchase of a calendar. Now, a lot of times when you want to buy a calendar, suppose you want to buy a cat calendar, C-A-T calendar. Those are like, what, 20 bucks or something like that? And you get pictures of 12 different cats throughout the year, and there you go. This calendar is $59.95 online because there's 365 suggestions of how you declutter, and that saves you having to call a junk removal company to go take away a pickup truck load of stuff, which we would charge $229 for. So we also tell people as we go around the D.C. area doing jobs for them, that if you want one of these calendars, and we take one with us and show it to them, if you want one of these calendars, you can buy it while we're here, order one while we're here for 50 bucks. So you get $10 off if you buy it while we're there. If you do the math, you're paying about, I think it's about 14 cents a day, maybe 17 cents. I think it's around 14 or 15 cents a day to get a tip on how to declutter your life. And we think that's pretty cool. So it's a working wall calendar that helps you put time on your side and get stuff decluttered throughout the year. And every day, thanks to the cool folks at Vistaprint, which is who prints these up for us, regardless of what month you order one during the year, you get the succeeding 12-month period. So you don't have to order it in January and you don't get only 6 months of it if you order it in July. You always get 12 months, and we're always going in and creating the next month, you know, 13 months out there, that would be a part of your calendar. So it's really kind of cool. If you go to 1-800-JunkRefund.com/calendar, you'll see the calendar, and you can actually buy one for $59.95. So what I want to do during the show today is, if anybody wants to call in live, I'm going to give away a couple of these calendars. If you want a free wall calendar for 2024 that helps you declutter your life, we're going to give you one for free just for calling into the show, 888-627-6008. Again, it's 888-627-6008. And we will order one of these for you from Vistaprint, and they will ship it straight to you, and you'll get it in about a week. So we're happy to do that. We'll make a couple of these available if you call into the show today, and we'll send a couple of these out to people. We don't care where you're located. There's no shipping charge or anything like that. So we just thought it'd be kind of fun to do that. Another thing I want to do, I want to invite our producer, Don, who is terrific, always does a great job. While I'm talking on the air and doing this, he can actually speak to me kind of in my ear and, tell me whatever he wants to tell me, or, you know, let me know we're about to go on a break or whatever it might be. Okay, cool. All right, so the audience can hear you as well.
Yes, your audience can hear me.
Okay, awesome. He has a golden voice, folks, by the way. He's really terrific. I want you to just off the top of your head.
You're being way too kind.
Pick a month and any day just off the top of your head and a day number, and I'm going to flip to that month, and I'm going to tell you what the task is for that for this year.
March, second week.
Give me a number between 1 and 31.
12.
All right, there you go. March 12th of this year says clean out a dresser drawer. Okay? That's your task for March 12th of this year. All right, Don, give me another one, just another month and day.
You know what? That's a good task. Because between you and I clean nothing.
See, and that's the point. It adds up. And all you see, we're not asking you for like an hour of time in your day. You don't have time, but just cleaning out a dresser drawer, right? That's all you do for that day. But you do 365 things like that, back to back to back. And I'm telling you, next year
I'll be legend.
All right, pick another month and day just for fun.
All right, February 6th.
Good. That's what we're talking about. All right. February 6th is also a Tuesday. It says toss 5 expired food items. Okay? People in their pantries, in their kitchens, generally have some stuff sitting around that's expired. Cans of food, you know, whatever it might be. That's it. Well, we're going to give you one more shot. Give me one more day and one more month and day just for fun.
May 2nd.
May 2nd. Very good. All right, your job is done, my friends. Let me look up May 2nd. May 2nd is a Thursday. Now, Don will like this. Every Thursday throughout the year, it says the same thing. What it says is Junk Refund Radio Show, 3 p.m. Now, why do we put that on every Thursday? Because you'll learn more tips to get your place decluttered and more junk removal ideas if you listen to this show once a week throughout the year. We'll guide you, and it's free. You don't have to do anything. Just listen to the show, and you'll probably get some ideas about what to do. So that's what it says every Thursday, Junk Refund Radio Show at 3 p.m., right? So it's a reminder, and, I'm just going to, October 2nd. Let me just see what's October 2nd. I have no idea. Let me just see what it says. My point is I went in and created 365 ideas for you and put one in each day. Now, October 2nd of 2024 is a Wednesday. That is the day that Rosh Hashanah begins. So the calendar also has all the general holidays and things you should know about that are going to be on probably any calendar you buy from anybody at any time. But above that, on this day, it says toss one bag from your basement.
Oh, you're fantastic. You're fantastic.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you, so Don, you've been fabulous, buddy. Thank you for jumping on and doing this.
And to those of you that are listening,
if you want a free calendar, call the show, and we'll give you a free calendar. We'll ship one straight to you. The number is 888-627-6008. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about this calendar. You can see it on our website, 1-800-JunkRefund.com/calendar. But we'll take a quick break here. When we come back, I'm going to take you through this kind of month by month and just describe some of the things that are on here to you so you get a good visual picture of what we're talking about. But I think this is an innovative, new idea, outside-the-box type thinking from a junk removal business to help you declutter your life regardless of where you live. And we all have similar rooms in our apartments or homes, and I think this can really be helpful. So we'll be back in about a minute. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show. This is Alan Cook calling you from, or talking to you from, Rockville, Maryland.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show. I'm your host, Alan Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Out here in Rockville, Maryland, sitting in the cab of an Isuzu rented enterprise rental truck that we've been using to clean out some homes here locally. And I'm about to go across the street when the show is done in about a half hour or so. I'll go across the street and go into a metal scrapyard, and I'll throw off a bunch of stuff from the back of the truck that I just got paid to put on the truck about an hour ago out in Virginia. I'm going to throw it off the truck and get paid again because it's metal. And the people in, you know, China and India need more metal, and they can get that from us. And so we, you know, scrap metal yards exist to take metal and box it up and ship it around the world, and everybody wins, including yours truly for getting paid for dropping off a little bit of it this afternoon. So I just want to tell you a little bit about this calendar. I'm really excited about this because it's got one item every day, both inside the house and outside the house, or apartment, or condo, or wherever, you know, wherever you are, that can apply to helping you declutter your home. The concept is really simple. We didn't all get extra stuff in our homes by bringing it all in a U-Haul truck on a Saturday afternoon and dumping it there. We brought it in a week at a time for 20 years, or whatever it might be, and we just had extra stuff, or people gave us stuff, or, you know, the wrapping paper from Christmas that you used last year, you might still have some rolls of it down in your basement. I've been in hundreds, if not thousands, of basements, and I've seen lots and lots of stuff over the years. So one of the ways to make an improvement in your life is to put time on your side, not to fight against it. You do that by taking small bites, like the old adage says of how do you eat an elephant, one bite at a time, right? You do that by you declutter your home in a do-it-yourself mode, one thing at a time, spread out over time. That's the beauty of this calendar. It has daily ideas for you on what to haul away or what to do, be it junk that you're going to junk or stuff that can be recycled. You know, we tell you on some days to, you know, set three items aside, you know, to get donated, or, you know, find five books that you don't need anymore, or, you know, find four CDs that you don't need anymore or whatever. And it just goes through and takes all these different items and ideas throughout the year. And when you add all of that up, that's major improvement. I mean, if you just think about it for a second. If you took 5 minutes every day to declutter your home, you tell me what kind of home you're going to have a year from now. The answer is a much decluttered home compared to where it is today. What does it cost you? Nothing except 5 minutes of your time, right? And maybe a trash bag now and again or something like that. Or maybe a phone call to the donation place. Or maybe, you know, you're going to take a few minutes to drop it off at the donation place when you're out running around doing errands. But the calendar is $59.95, which is about 15 cents a day, something like that, spread out over a year. And every day, there is an idea about what you can do to declutter your life without having to pay anybody to do it. You just do it yourself. And we're not asking you for 2 hours of time. You don't have 2 hours of time, but you probably have 2 minutes, right? A lot of this stuff you can do in 2 minutes. Kind of simple. So I'm really excited about this. So the other thing we did that was kind of fun, we put on the front of this calendar an actual photo of a lady that got an $873 refund when we did a job in San Antonio for her. Her mother lived down in San Antonio. I flew down to San Antonio. I've got a brother in Austin about an hour and a half away, so it was a good excuse to see him as well. But I flew to San Antonio twice. She paid us $1,900 to get a bunch of stuff cleaned out from her mother's place so her mother could move back to Washington, D.C. So we did. I rented a truck, went over, hauled some stuff away, and towards the end, she said, wait a minute, my late husband, had some musical instruments and some stuff. He's stuck in this closet down in the basement. Let's see if you can do anything with those. And she goes down there, and we pull out 5 guitars. A couple of those were Fender guitars that have been sitting in this closet for years, if not decades. So she said, here, you might see if you can do anything with these. I don't know if they're worth anything. We looked up an eBay seller in San Antonio, took the guitars over to him, dropped them off, and over the next 30 days, he sold them on eBay for $3,400. Now, when PayPal and eBay take their fees and he takes his fee, they ended up taking about half of it. So they sent me a check about a month after I was there. They sent me a check for $1,700, and I took half of that to give to this lady as her refund for her job. So you do the math. You pay me $1,900 to clean out your mom's place in San Antonio, and within a month, I pay you $873 back. So what did your junk removal job really cost you? The answer is about $1,000, because I paid for almost half of it by just not throwing your stuff away. How much did I make on the job? Not $1,900. I made $2,700, maybe $2,800. Because of the extra work that was done to make extra money for everybody. So think about this for a second. She wins, the client, because she gets money back. I win because I get money from the sale. The San Antonio eBay guy wins because he gets $1,700 because he did all the work for the sale. And the local landfills win because they don't have something filling up the landfill. They've got guitars in the hands of somebody who really wants a Fender guitar that's being reused instead of tossed. So nobody loses in that scenario. Everybody wins. So that's what's on the cover. But then each month, I've got a different actual photo of stuff that we've done on jobs that we've done throughout the time that we've been in business for 20 years or something that you should look at. In January, for example, and you can see these on the website, 1-800-JunkRefund.com/calendar, you can also order one off that website, and we're going to have the folks at Vistaprint print it up for you and ship it straight to you, and you'll get it in about a week. Call into the radio show if you want a free one. We're going to give a couple of these away today to anybody who might call in. But on the month of January, on the top of the calendar, you see an actual job we did in Kensington, Maryland a few years ago, where we cleaned out a front room and a kitchen for some folks. I mean, I think we did the whole house, but the main thing was the kitchen and the front room. Now, I want you to know if you can picture this. I do not drink any alcohol, so I am the worst guy to talk to if you want to talk about alcoholic drinks, okay? But what we saw, and you'll see this on the calendar, is that when we walked into the kitchen, you could not see the kitchen cabinets. They were buried under hundreds and hundreds of empty bottles and empty containers of orange juice, cereal boxes, plastic, I don't know, plastic bottles, just miscellaneous stuff piled up in this kitchen. They literally, it was so high, it covered the cabinets. We couldn't see the we couldn't see the stove. We couldn't see the cabinets. In the month of January, this month on the calendar, you have a before and after picture. What it looked like before and what it looked like 2 hours later after we cleaned it out. And next to that photo, there's a little statement there that says, feel better about your kitchen? This is an actual job. So in January, we're trying to help you feel better about your kitchen because I guarantee you it's not as messy as this one was, but you also get a sense of what we do when we clean out stuff. You flip to February. I did some fun stuff here. I mean, I'm a Washington, D.C. guy, so the nation's capital, and we have the memorials to Washington and Lincoln and everything else. February 12th, I believe, is Abraham Lincoln's birthday, if I remember right. So on February 12th, which is a Monday, to help you have a better life, a more decluttered life, I said, read something about Lincoln. That's your declutter job for that day. Read something about Abraham Lincoln. See, my point is it's not always about bagging up junk. It's about having a more expansive, calm, well-rounded life, not just about bagging up, you know, leftover, you know, tuna cans or something like that. On the picture for February, it says cash back junk removal, and there's a photo of an actual client on the right side, a gentleman there who has a pint of Ben and Jerry's in his left hand and is holding $20 bills in his right hand. And the caption says, and this is a true story, the caption says $500 worth of furniture sold from his house during the first 48 hours of cleaning it out, plus a pint of ice cream. Thank you, 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. So this guy made hundreds of dollars within 48 hours of us starting his job and getting cash back for cleaning stuff out. That's what's on February. You flip over to March. An actual photo, we went and picked up two sofas, two old white sofas that some people had put out at the front of their yard, and we went and picked them up. It's a simple photo, before and after. And Friday, March 15th, just for fun, this is a Friday, March 15th, that says, call a family member. Now, when you go to bed on Thursday the 14th, and then you wake up on the 15th, and you say it says, call a family member, there's probably somebody in your family, if you're like most of us, that you haven't talked to in a while, and it would probably be a good idea to just call them and say hi. That's your junk removal decluttering move for the day. Just make a phone call to a family member. You choose who it is. We don't care. That's up to you. But if you do that, you strengthen your family relationships, and that helps to get some of the relationship clutter, so to speak, out of your life. So you're getting a sense of this. April is a blast. This is a little bit of a story. It'll take a few minutes to tell this one. But we got a job one time to go clean out a place in Virginia, a home in Virginia, and in that home they had an actual vintage Nintendo Popeye. I call it a pinball machine, but it's not. It's a what do we call those? Not a pinball machine, but you know what I mean—a Nintendo game, basically. But it's the size of a pinball machine, and so we hauled it away. We put it up for sale, and within 24 hours, we sold it for $800. We gave 35% back to the client. That's $280. And pictured in April's month is the awesome guy who bought the machine, who collects these, who has the most awesome photo of himself standing next to the Popeye machine, basically with his hands up in the air going, this is the greatest day of my life. And we caught that on film and put it on the calendar because you need to see, you need to have this guy's excitement in your life And I put on there, he bought a pinball machine, even though it's a video game machine, I guess, a Nintendo machine. I put on there, it was a pinball machine. He is one happy camper, and he collects these, and we took a picture of it before we put it in the back of his van. Jump to May. Here's a lady in May that got $280 back within 24 hours on her $250 junk removal job. Now, let me give you those numbers again. She paid $250 and got $280 back within 24 hours, and she's holding up two $100 bills and four 20s. So we sold something out of her home for somewhere around $800 within 24 hours, and the caption on this month of May says, get cash back when we sell your good stuff, donations too. She, as you can imagine, is smiling, holding up some cash within 24 hours of her $250 junk removal job. So look at the math again. She paid $250. She got $280 back. What did her junk removal job cost her? Zero. In fact, she made $30, and she got her junk removed, and somebody else did all of the work. That's next generation junk removal, which is how we like to refer to ourselves. I'll give you one more, the month of June, then we'll take a break here for the last 15 or 20 minutes of the show. In June, we got, again, another customer. We've taken these photos for years. Standing there holding a pint of chocolate chip cookie dough from Ben & Jerry's ice cream in his left hand with a big smile on his face. And all we highlighted in June, it says, free Ben & Jerry's ice cream with your job. We have hundreds of photos of people over the years holding up their ice cream and smiling. And you can imagine, you know, they would smile. So I'm just going to pick June 19th. That's a Wednesday. And it says, it is also, by the way, Juneteenth, the holiday. But Wednesday, June 19th, it says, throw away three cans of something. Okay? Again, just tossing stuff away. June 25th, donate 10 knickknacks. Friday, June 28th, toss two things from your wallet or purse. Most people, most guys, have a wallet that could be thinned out a little bit. Most women have a purse that's got a couple extra things in there they don't need. So see, it's not just what's in your pantry or your closet. We're trying to get you decluttered from everywhere that you see when you turn around. That we're trying to help you declutter your life, all for $59.95, and you got decluttering ideas for a year. The Declutter Calendar 2024 from 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. We'll be back here on BBS Radio in just a moment. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and do the last part of the show. I'm your host, Alan Cook. Shout out to Don and Doug Newsom at BBS Radio, who do a great job and are the founders of this wonderful network. And I'll be back to you in just a minute, and we'll talk some more about the Declutter Calendar for 2024.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show. It's my favorite time of the week, Thursdays at 3 on BBS Radio, where we help you get the junk out of your home and out of your life. I'm Alan Cook. I'm the founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND here in the Bethesda, Maryland area. We do jobs all over the country. You'll have fun if you go to our YouTube channel, and don't forget to subscribe to it as well. The YouTube channel, 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, and just watch the short videos we have there, the testimonials of clients from around the country that we've done junk removal jobs for. You'll get a kick out of what they say and where we've been and some of the stuff that we've done. So I'm taking you through our brand new state-of-the-art, I don't think this has ever been done before, to be honest with you, especially by a junk removal company. I don't think they've thought of it. But I'm taking you through our declutter calendar for 2024, which you can order off our website, 1-800-JunkRefund.com/calendar. And the good folks at Vistaprint will ship you one of these. Regardless of what month of the year you order it in, you'll get the next 12 months. And every day has another idea about what you can do to get rid of the junk in your life, out of your homes, out of your garages, out of your yards, out of your wallets, but also out of your life. And, for example, Sunday, July 21st says rest. I'm a big believer in resting on Sunday. So it says rest. But then it says take a good nap. There you go. Now, how many of us, honestly, around the country could use a good nap? In the Washington, D.C. area, it's like 99% of the people, okay? So we could all use a good nap, a good rest, right? So there's your declutter thing for Sunday, July 21st. Just take a good nap. Pictured, by the way, in July is a wonderful guy from Oxon Hill, Maryland, a client of ours, who's holding up an American flag. And we took this picture because he bought one of our Labor Day specials a few months ago, and we went in and cleaned out his home from all the decluttering stuff and saved him about 40%. We took up to 5 truckloads of stuff out for about $1,973, and normally that would run around $3,500, and that's one of the reasons he's smiling on the calendar. But we want you to have a wonderful 4th of July and the month of July, so he's there on July, the top of the calendar, with a big smile on his face. August is exciting. I took the former cover page of my Facebook page, and I put it in the month of August. And what you'll see are 2 photos. You'll see my name there. Now, and you're welcome to go to my Facebook page, by the way, Alan J. Cook, J. period Cook, C-O-O-K. And you'll see a photo of me from maybe 10 years ago where I came out of church dressed in some tan slacks and a brown jacket, and I was in the dating world and getting ready to put a dating profile up, and so I asked one of the kids in the church to take a few shots on me that day, and they did, and I put it up. So I put that on there so people could just see what I look like. But then behind, in the background photo, it's me and a pilot paragliding in Torrey Pines, California, over the beach 400 feet below us, off of the Torrey Pines golf course, which if you watch the golf tournament that they do there in San Diego every year on the PGA Tour, you'll see these paragliders out there just floating over the ocean. So I had an uncle at this point a few years ago that lived in San Diego. I went down there for a weekend in September, and I went out on this. I went out and paragliding. I got to tell you, if you've never done this before, I'm not one of these guys who does motion sickness very well. If you put me in a small Cessna airplane and you particularly stick me in the back, like they did when I was in college and I wanted to go parachuting, they put me in the back, and my buddies jumped out of the plane first, and we went up 4,000 feet, and then I jumped out of the plane. And I'm telling you, it's an interesting feeling when you're about 4,000 feet up and you look down over your toes and there is nothing between you and Mother Earth below, and you look up above. It's called being under canopy, and that canopy, thank God, is open and is parachuting you back down to the earth. They told me when I did this, when you go to the kind of the ground school for a few hours before they take you up in the plane, they stress the idea that when you're 300 feet off the ground, turn into the wind, because when you're parachuting, you have a vertical speed and you have a horizontal speed. And we want to slow down the horizontal speed to give you the safest, slowest landing possible. And they told us, look at when you see that mountain over there, when you are the same height as that mountain, you're 300 feet above the ground. That's your clue to turn into the wind, right? I completely forgot. I forgot all about the mountain. I forgot about the 300 feet. And as I'm coming down towards this, it's like a former cornfield or something, and it's just a bunch of dirt. As I'm coming down to land, people down on the ground are yelling at me to put my knees together. That's because yours truly is coming in too fast. I've got a horizontal speed that I'm not supposed to have. And all I remember is that when I hit that ground looked to me like it was really coming at me fast. And when I hit that thing, I just went boom, boom, boom. And I rolled over a couple of times, and man, that was a hard landing. But then I turned around and I stood up, and thank God I didn't have any broken knees, right? Or broken legs. I did have a mouthful of dirt, but other than that, I survived, right? So, and then I was kind of queasy the rest of the afternoon when we went back to our apartment. But myself and a buddy, a roommate did it. I think a couple of us actually did it, and it was a blast. Well, here is August of a couple of years ago. I'm out there paragliding in San Diego, and I'm up there having the time of my life, 400 feet above what's called Black's Beach or Black Beach, not because of the ethnicity or race of the people down at the beach or the people that own the beach. It's called Black Beach because the people that bought it originally had the last name of Black. So the pilot tells me as we're sitting up on this, now get, just picture this for a second. I'm like, I don't know, 60 years old maybe when I did this, and I'm about 220 pounds, maybe 230 at the time I did this. So I'm not the smallest guy they've ever put in the paraglider, right? But this is basically, they strap you in and you have a small rectangular shaped parachute behind you. It's not the kite that you hang down from and go, you know, cruising off the mountains out in Salt Lake City, Utah or something. This is a, I'm calling it a paraglider. It's probably a parasail, to be honest with you, something like that. But it's the cloth parachute above you that's rectangular that you see, you know, Marines flying into football stadiums at halftime on, stuff like that. That's what it is. So the pilot sits behind me. I'm strapped in front of him. We are facing the ocean, and we're sitting down. And he says, okay, I'm going to try to get the chute up behind us up in the air. As soon as I do, I want you to run as fast as you can with your legs towards the edge of the cliff. Now, think about that. I'm strapped in with him. We're not standing up. We're kind of sitting down, and I start to shuffle my feet as fast as I can to get speed so we can go towards the edge of the cliff. I said that correctly. That's what we're doing. Now, think about that. You got to be nuts to get in a parasail and start to run towards the edge of a 400-foot drop. But that's what you have to do. So I went, okay, here we go. So I took off, started shuffling my feet as fast as we could, and when we get really close to the edge of the cliff, sure enough, the updraft catches the parachute, and up we go. And for about 15 minutes, we parasailed back and forth along the edge of the cliff next to the Torrey Pines Golf Course. So every time I see that happening on the PGA Tour, I get a big smile on my face. In the past, I used to look at it and go, dang, that looked like fun. Now I have the memory to look back on, and it's even more fun because I've been there and done that, and it was a blast. My point is, part of life is to make it an adventure and do things that you always remember. Stretch your comfort zone. Try some new stuff. See what it's like. You learn a lot by doing that. So August, the caption just says, have you ever paraglided? Maybe you should say parasail. That's probably what I should change it to. But anyway, that's in August. September is kind of simple. It's a storage unit that shows a before and after of a storage unit that we cleaned out. I'm going to Boston on Monday to clean out a storage unit for a lady up there who's very excited to get it done. And it's about a 10 by 10 storage unit. And I've got relatives in Boston. I'm excited to go up there and say hi to them and do a job and turn around and come back. So I'm getting paid to go to Boston. Just for fun, September 11th, Wednesday, September 11th, your decluttering task for the day says, thank a teacher. There you go. Thank a teacher. October. You flip over to October, and I think you're looking at a Dassault, spelled D-A-S-S-A-U-L-T. It's French. Dassault Falcon corporate jet, maybe a 5X or a 6X corporate jet. I'm kind of fascinated by corporate jets. The Dassault Falcon 7X corporate jet is like what I want to find under my Christmas tree one of these days. You might be interested to know, just for fun, Taylor Swift owns a Dassault Falcon 900X, I think is what it's called. Very similar to this jet, but just for fun, I put a shot of one of these corporate jets in the month of October, and then I just said, where would you fly on a private jet? And again, I'm suggesting that life is kind of exciting, and whatever, you know, gets you pumped up, that's the idea for October. Corporate jets get me excited, so I threw that one in for October. November is an actual photo from me about 5 years ago participating in the Music City Thanksgiving Day Turkey Trot that was held in Nashville, Tennessee. The parking lot that I'm in is at Titans Stadium, where the Tennessee Titans play. There are two young ladies there who are friends who dressed up as turkeys for this Thanksgiving Day run, and they were kind enough to let me take a photo with them. So I'm standing there flanked by these two beautiful young ladies dressed up as turkeys, and all I said for the caption in November was, find a cute turkey or two. And there I am. I ran a four-mile race that day in the parking lot and around Nashville, Tennessee. And I'm here to tell you, those folks in Nashville are some of the nicest people on the planet. Even when I drove into the parking lot, the people in the parking lot were saying hi to me and welcoming me and wishing me a happy Thanksgiving. Then you run this four-mile race around town, and you end up back at the Tennessee Titans parking lot, and they give you a medal, and they have treats for you and stuff like that. But this was Thanksgiving week, and I was by myself in Nashville, so I went to, what's it called, Cracker Barrel? I think that's what it's called, right? Is it Cracker Barrel? The restaurant. And I haven't been in there very often, but I went into there to have a Thanksgiving meal. And they had a special Thanksgiving, you know, lunch with mashed potatoes and turkey and pumpkin pie and the whole nine yards for maybe 15 or 20 bucks. So I went in there. The place was packed. I went in there by myself, and I sat down. And as the waitress brought me the pie at the end of the meal, she said, by the way, I just want you to know that your meal's been paid for. And I said, what? She said, your meal's been paid for. One of the other people in the restaurant just paid for your meal, anonymously. Now, you tell me how nice the people in Nashville are. I had my Thanksgiving Day meal paid for, I guess because somebody felt sorry for me that I was by myself on Thanksgiving. I guess that's what it was. And what a kind gesture for somebody to do. Isn't that amazing? And that was my Thanksgiving that year. I just thought it was brilliant. So I had to put Nashville on this calendar because those folks just do some of the coolest stuff out there. And anyway, and I just think that's a cool thing. That's a cool thing. By the way, Thanksgiving, in case you're wondering, is the last Thursday of the month, I think, this year. It's on the calendar, says it's on November 28th, which is a Thursday, of course. And for your task for that day, of course, I put Junk Refund Radio Show, 3 p.m. All right, one last one. Here's December in this calendar. In Washington, D.C., there's a very large temple for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which happens to be the church that I belong to, on the freeway that's really quite majestic. It's almost 300 feet tall. It's a majestic building, and every year they put on 500,000 lights on the trees around this property and then invite the public to come and drive through. And so it's called the Visitor Center for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's in Kensington, Maryland. And it's been an annual tradition for me and for people in the Washington area for a very long time, like 40 years. I think Bill Marriott, the son of the founder of the Marriott Corporation, has gone over there every year for like 45 years and turned on the lights. And probably, you know, bankrolls the lights and any costs that are involved. I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised. But he's obviously involved in it. So I put, because of the beauty of the lights and the majesty of this 300-foot-tall building, for Christmas, I put on the calendar a shot of these lights with this building in the background. And then I just said, view some Christmas lights this month. And December 14th, which is a Saturday, I said, toss an old shovel. There you go. Most of us have an old shovel lying around that we can toss. So I just wanted to take today and announce the declutter calendar for 2024 is out. It's available. It's on our website. 1-800-JunkRefund.com/calendar. You order one, you go in and buy it for $59.95. It emails me and tells me you've ordered one and gives me your address. I then contact our printers. They print it up and they shoot it to you. And it doesn't matter what month you order it, you'll get the next 12 months laid out with one task every day to help you declutter your home and your life. It works out to be about 15 cents a day that you're paying for 20 years of junk removal experience on daily tips, what you can do to declutter your life. You can also go to Twitter, 1-800-JUNK-REFUND on Twitter. I tweet out the same ideas every day. If you follow us on Twitter, you'll get a tip every day of how you can de-junk your life as well. Calendar's kind of fun, though. The photos and the stories and whatever are kind of fun, and it's always a blast. So anyway, we appreciate you listening. It's always fun to do the Junk Refund radio show each week. Thanks again to Don and Doug Newsom, the producers, who are fabulous. They created BBSRadio.com, both radio and TV. They do a great job, and we're proud to be on their station and on their network. Join us next Thursday, 3 o'clock Eastern, for the Junk Refund Show. And thanks for listening. It's been a lot of fun. And just remember, there's a declutter calendar for this year that you can get that will help you de-junk your life without having to pay hundreds of dollars to a junk removal company to do it for you. Have a great week. We'll see you next week, Thursdays at 3 p.m. on bbsradio.com.
Thank you for listening to the Junk Refund Show, the longest-running junk removal radio show on the air. Join us next week as we discuss innovative ways to declutter your home, your business, and your life using 20 years of junk removal experience. Find out why we give out free ice cream gift cards to our clients, too. In upcoming shows, we will explore how to get the junk out of your relationships, your spiritual life, your waistline, even your travel life. Plus, call in with questions and situations you would like some help with. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we are committed to bringing the next generation of junk removal, because not all junk is junk. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show, every Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on BBS Radio TV.